is Principal Corey Brandenberger, and you're listening to the Crosscast.
That is right. Welcome back to the Crosscast. My name is Jason Dias, alongside
Kiki Culpepper.
And we're so happy to join us today. And we are so happy to have Mia Post. Let's give it up for Mia.
So, Mia's first question, we're saying you are our co-MVP for opening night. Tell us how you're going to do on the basketball season this year.
I don't know. I guess mainly I pass it to Presley and she makes layups, but I'm more of an assisting player than a point maker, I guess.
Well, when I went back and listened to the game, I was just amazed how many times we called your name. And that's why we wanted to give you the Chick-fil-A gift card from Chick-fil-A. All right. Let's give it for Mia one more time. Yes, we're using our fake studio audience today. Let me ask you, Mia, you're the first post out the door in the class of 2016. Tell us how the year's going so far.
It's going good. It's funny just to think that next year I won't be at Cross anymore, and just there's a whole new set of people that I'll be with, so it'll be interesting.
It is amazing to think about. You've been here a long time. I know when we were doing the broadcast, you talked about the dynamic duo, you and your sister. So you've got your sister, and you've got Wiley, your brother, and then your baby sister?
Nina.
I'm terrible. You know I'm terrible with names. Nina's actually in the class of 2020. Which is kind of cool.
Specialness.
Very, very cool. Hey, folks, her name is Bea Post. When we get back, though, we're going to visit with the vicar.
Ooh.
You come to Cross, you see Pastor Fraker, you're familiar with him, but maybe you don't go to church here. And you see a gentleman, sometimes he wears the collar and he wears the suit, and you're like, well, who's that? That's Vicar Joshua Vanderhyde. We're going to go to him right after this.
My name is Sarah, and you're listening to the Crosscast. Don't forget, don't mess with Sarah. Never stop.
That is absolutely right. Hey, his name is Vicar Joshua Vanderhyde. Hey, Vicar, how are you?
Doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Where's the studio audience? There they are. All right.
You're not talking
about Vicar yourself. No, that went for the Vicar this time. Okay, let me ask you, Vicar, tell us a bit about you, where you grew up, a little bit about your family. Tell us about it.
Well, I grew up in Denver, Colorado. I have two brothers and three sisters, all my best friends. And just had a really great time growing up in Denver near the mountains with all my family. We played a lot of games together. We had two football teams and plenty of board games to play. I went to Lutheran schools, University Hills Lutheran, kind of like Cross. Then I went to high school at Denver Lutheran High School in Denver. And then I went to college in Wisconsin, Concordia University, Wisconsin. It was a wonderful experience just outside of Milwaukee. I'm currently a student at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis and here for Vicarage. And I'm so happy to be here with my family. My wife is from San Francisco, California. I met her in Mequon, Wisconsin at college. And she's a trained Lutheran elementary teacher, so she taught first grade for a couple of years. And then we just had our first son in March. His name's Simeon. And so he's just crawling and wanting to stand up real badly. So we're just having fun with them.
Well, that's great. And Next question. What should the students at Cross be focused on this Christmas season? Present, vacation, all of the above?
Well, I'm certainly excited about being with family and all of that stuff. But I think it's really, really important and really a great opportunity this time of year to remember, yeah, what Christmas is all about and what it's been about for the last 2,000 years. And that's celebrating the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who is God, God in the flesh. God became a human being for us to save us from the sickness of sin that brings death and evil, to save us so that we can have eternal life with God.
That's awesome. You know, I go to church here most Sundays, and you're our fifth vicar. You're our fifth vicar. The show is called Crosscast Vicar 5.0, but I've noticed something about you. Yeah. You are the best singing vicar we've ever had. I know the Bible is keen on saying... The Bible is big on talking about make a joyful noise, and we've had vicars that have done a joyful noise. I had to ask you, though, because the service calls for moments where the vicar or the pastor has to sing unaccompanied and solo by themselves. I wanted to ask you, do you ever get nervous when you have to do that?
Well, I can't lie. Sometimes I do. Yeah, I get nervous. But what really helps me is just to remember that it's not about me. You know, we're all worshiping together, and I just happen to be up there leading it, and I'm speaking God's word. I mean, I'm singing God's word, and that's what's important. That helps me not be nervous.
Well, that's also a good reason to be singing to God. And our final question for you is, because we focus on the gift of Jesus this year and every other year in the past and hopefully in the future, what is your favorite present that you got as a kid?
Oh, man. there's this one present that really sticks out. I don't remember how young I was, but I was pretty young. My family didn't have video games. We didn't have anything like that. And I never imagined that we would get video games. And then all of a sudden, we opened three more controllers, you know, there were a lot of us, and my parents said, all right, now you just have to go to somebody's house to enjoy them. And
yeah,
I believed them.
Controller.
Yeah, I was happy with that. You know, they could have stopped there. And then we opened the game system. So that Nintendo 64 really sticks out, and we enjoyed that for a lot of years.
That's really awesome. I got to tell you, when I think back on one of my favorite Christmas gifts, I hate to say it, but it was video games. Now,
yeah!
It's a video game you would never want to play today, Mattel Intellivision. I mean, it was garbage. I mean, two colors, it was just not, it was like Atari,
my
which I would think of.
I used to, actually, my parents had one for me and
Intellivision,
my sister.
With a little dial?
Yes,
thing?
With
yeah.
a joystick.
Well, listen, folks, if you only knew how chaotic this show has been. We tried to use two mics. We'll never
crazy.
Do that again in the same room. But I do want to thank, Vicar Joshua Vanderhyde. You can find him here at Cross Lutheran. And, of course, Mia Post. Good. All right, before we get out of here, real quick, folks, I got a quick shout-out to my buddy, Officer Chris Peltier, out there on patrol with everything that's going on. It's so nice to have law enforcement people that are part of the church and school family. We want to thank the McQueenie Gun Club, who's given us an hour of free range time for you for being a guest on the show.
Ooh.
So if you want to go out to the McQueenie Gun Club, it's a beautiful indoor range, very, very, very nice. I'm going to tell you how to redeem that after the show is over. Mia's ate nuggets or a chicken sandwich to the good, and so is Kiki, because I thought you did a great job.
Aw, thanks.
on the basketball broadcast that we did. And then, of course, we want to remind everybody about
Keep Christ in Christmas at the Grace Memorial Church.
It's actually the Civic Center.
At the Civic Center on Sunday, December 13th at 5 p.m. It's free, so why not come?
It is free, and we've scaled it back. Yes, if you're going across, I know the Bell Choir is not performing this year, but you had two good years, great 2 years. You can come and just watch and enjoy.
You can come in on Wednesdays and hear them practice.
Christmas music, that's right. And, hey, you might see somebody at the concert, because there's always a lot of people there that haven't picked a church yet. and maybe invite them to church. So we're going to be broadcasting live that Sunday night. We will only have one microphone, and I will not delete the studio audience. So anyway.
Unlike this time.
So again, we want to thank Hal Leedy at Chick-fil-A Uptown. Go make sure you get your chicken nuggets.
Claps for Chick-fil-A.
We put Kiki in charge of the studio audience, and man, they're really paying attention. Hey, you've been listening to The Crosscast. My name is Jason Dias, alongside
Kiki Culpepper.
And until next we speak, we'll talk to you all next week. Bye.
God, sing your song.